Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Well, as you can tell, today we're continuing with the Sermon on the Mount. And it's important for us, I think, to remember it on this, because the Sermon on the Mount is almost all of Matthew 5. And so we had a little bit of it 2 weeks ago. I preached on it last week, and here I am preaching on it again. But it's important. You remember the commercial from 30 years ago, we're all showing our age, E.F. Hutton? And when somebody, you know, would be in a restaurant and say, now E.F. Hutton says, and all of a sudden the restaurant would go quiet and everybody would focus on the guy. Because when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Wouldn't it be great if the same thing happened when Jesus talks? We listen that way? Old Testament. By loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. So what is God telling us to do? I want you should listen. I said, I want you should listen. You know, and it's one of those things that's very important. Do we listen enough? No. But the thing is, it's difficult to listen. All right, the next part in the Old Testament. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days. Choose life so God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. If we follow God's word, do things come our way? If it's his will, isn't it? You know, that's the thing. We might ask for something. And there's two things. Does God want it for us? And the other thing is, it's going to be in his time, not in our time. And sometimes, boy, that's really tough to get. Now, that Old Testament reading is law. Okay, remember, law is what we do. So it's telling us what we have to do. What we receive is gospel. You know, I talk about that a lot because it's hard to put the two separately. As Jeff said one time in Bible study, it's so much easier to follow rules. But gospel's not rules. But I think this is what is being told to us in our gospel today. You know, Jesus is telling us to do something. If Jesus tells us to do something, is it law or is it gospel? Yes. It's both. But it's important. Because what Jesus is doing is telling us how to live our lives under him. Now, there is so much that was in that gospel reading today. And I can talk about all of it, but you know, about an hour and a half sermon. Okay? And the mind cannot absorb what the seat cannot endure. But there's two points of Jesus's today I really want to focus on. And that's anger and oaths. Anger. I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Anger is an emotion we all feel. But getting control of that emotion is a little tough, isn't it? Have you ever had something fester in you? It's one of those things, something makes you angry, but it's not enough to let it go. And so what happens, it's like the guy is building a building. They're in there working on it, really making that fester emotion come. And the anger starts to build and build and build. And when it explodes, it's not about the thing that you're upset about, it's whatever triggered it. Well, what does Jesus tell us about that? You're going to be called to judgment, and people are going to look at you and say, "You fool." Because if you can't control it, what are you going to do? There's the problem, isn't it? Where does this come from? Well, I think as human beings, I'm looking at Dr. Joyce over here, we react to situations instead of act. And part of the thing is that we react because somewhere in our past, that behavior worked for us. But if that reaction is an anger, is it really serving you well? I don't think so. And so the thing is, we want to act, not react. Well, so what does that mean? Well, if you've got a situation that always makes you angry, and you want to change, remember, change is a four-letter word to be avoided at all costs. Should be, though, shouldn't it? Okay? It's hard for us to change. But what you have to do is have something that you can go to when that happens. Otherwise, you're going to fall back into the same trap time after time after time. Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Am I right? You know, but the thing is, folks, we all fall into that. But there we are again with that difficult concept of change. How many times have you ever regretted about what you did in a situation or said into a situation? Then you wish you hadn't. What does Jesus tell us to do when that happens? I mean, it's going to happen. We're human beings. Did Jesus ever get mad? What did he do in the temple? He took whips and started hitting the moneylenders with it. Think Jesus was a little ticked that day? I do. If there's a problem between you and someone else, confront it and clear the air. Holding a grudge is difficult for both parties. If you hold a grudge, are you in the spirit of God or the flesh? Flesh. And if it's flesh, it's coming from the devil. So a grudge, something festering in you, is not coming from God. That grudge is the same thing as taking an oath. Okay, remember I said we're going to focus on that too. Why would that be the same thing as taking an oath? Well, if somebody asks you a question, by heaven and earth, this is the way it is. What does he tell us to do? Just say yes or no. Because when you start doing that, you're actually creating a problem. That's where that grudge comes from. Because if you don't want to do it, you do that. Now you've got to follow that. Now you're starting to hold the grudge. You know, I see a couple of heads starting to bump. You know, and it all ties together like that. So whenever we take that oath, we're promising something to ourselves may not be healthy for us. So when we feel uncomfortable, when we have a problem with somebody, is it better to let it fester and hold a grudge or get it out in the open and talk to them? Yeah, but that's not easy, is it? Okay? Because if somebody starts pushing your buttons, yeah, then you're back in that same pattern again. So if you're going to change, it's really tough because you can't let those buttons be pushed. So we have to face the problem and make the effort. Now, being a good pastor, I'm going to turn it back into Jesus, aren't I? When Jesus went to that cross, did he face the problem and put out the effort? Sure he did. Did he want to? What did he say the night before in Gethsemane again? Let this cup pass from me. I mean, let's face it. He knew what was going to happen. Do you think he wanted to go through it? Okay, no. Did he have to go through it? You know, there we're back to want and need again. He knew what he had to do. And he wanted to face it. Doesn't make it any easier, but it's one of the things you have to do. Is that a good role model for us to face your problem and take it head on? It might not be easy, and we might not like that result, but we got to do it. I think when Jesus talks to us in his own voice, like the Sermon on the Mount, and he tells us what to do, it's both law and it's gospel at the same time, because it's coming from Jesus. Is law wrong? No. And I've talked in here that law and gospel are two sides of the same coin, aren't they? Remember in the catechism, law has got three points. First of all, it's supposed to be a curb, a stumbling block. It's a mirror, so we look at ourselves and remind ourselves we're sinners, and it's a guide for us to get out of it. But that gospel, the good news of God that comes to us, is the other side of law. They both have to be there. So remember, when God talks to us, it's like that E.F. Hutton commercial. People, listen. And may the word of God keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.